I'm John Barrett Ingalls, and this is The How, The Why, presented by 1888. Every week, we connect with artists, authors, and innovators in the world of publishing and literature to discuss their creative process and creative purpose, and explore the evolution of the industry. 1888 serves as a regional catalyst for the preservation, presentation, and promotion of cultural heritage and literary arts. Let's get connected.
Hello, and welcome to The How, The Why, brought to you by 1888. My name is Dean Moses. I'm the author of Assault Docs, one of three novellas published from Summer Writing Project 2015. Today, I'm connected with one of the top 25 authors from Summer Writing Project 2016. Let's start off by introducing yourself. Tell us your name, the name of your novella, the genre, and briefly what it's about.
My name's Eden Maxwell. The title of my novella is The Man with the Dog. And what is it about? It's about, there's a Sanskrit word used mainly in India, sometimes in the United States, called dharma. And dharma means your purpose in life, the reason that you've come here. And so dharma is what this book is about. It went from why am I here? Of course, this is a novella, and it's like a Romana Clef, you know, lightly disguised as the truth. Uh-huh. So it goes from this character trying to find himself. And then when the opportunity arises, this nexus, this moment to make an important decision, a life-changing decision, does he do it or doesn't he do it? And what are the consequences?
What made you choose dharma as an inspiration for your story?
I wrote a book after my 30-year odyssey in art. I wrote a book called An Artist Empowered. And I put together all these things that I've learned in the past 30 years about how to perceive as an artist. I'm a painter also. And part of that 30-year odyssey, I was the student for 10 years, a decade, of a great Zen master artist. And during my interactions with him and other things, the word dharma came up, and something I never even heard of. But people will recognize this immediately. I mean, everybody has thought of this question: why am I here? What is my purpose? And the thing is, when you find your purpose, magic happens, because no one can do what you do better than you.
So you mentioned about you being an artist. Does that play a big impact, also being an artist, on your writing? Do you feel that maybe different to regular writers who are just writers?
Yeah, they co-mingle. You know, it's when I paint, that's my art. When I write, that's my art. When I wash the dishes, that's my art too. You can't, if someone tries to segment their art life into a corner, it only leads to frustration.
Yeah.
So the objective then is to free your mind, and everything you do is your art. So then you liberate yourself, so you're not guilty. And of course, a lot of the things that I write about have to do with art, and that's what The Man with the Dog. It's also a lot of humor in this novella, a lot of experiences that go over maybe a 10-year period. And so really, The Man with the Dog is the backdrop to my book that I wrote, I mentioned before, An Artist Empowered. So An Artist Empowered is, here's what I learned, and anecdotes and humor also there. But how did I come to these understandings? How did that actually happen? So that's what The Man with the Dog is all about, fictionalized. But essentially, it's many things are true.
You mentioned it's got humor in it. Do you feel that humor is a good way to tell a story through your life, through life experiences? Do you think that's a good vessel to choose? Is that why you chose humor?
Well, humor, I didn't actually choose it. Humor came about spontaneously in the events.
Ah, so you didn't set out to make it humor?
No, the humor was there all by itself. I didn't have to do anything to it. My job was to get out of the way, Dean, you know, and let, in other words, when I paint, I rely on my intuition to guide me. By the way, not a muse, which a lot of people talk about, you know, they're influenced by the muses, and the muses were these Greek goddesses who were just terrible entities. So I learned over the years, I'm not influenced by muses, I'm influenced by my intuition. And intuition is like a friend, and you have to develop a relationship with it. So in the same way that I rely on my intuition for painting, it's the same thing with my writing.
So it sounds like there's quite a big crossover there. So in the summer writing project, how are you finding the process so far?
Well, I got an email telling me about the contest, and everything seemed to run smoothly. I had a few questions, and I sent some emails, and I got prompt responses, which I appreciated. And then my novella showed up, which I was very happy about.
So is there any other motivations what you chose to enter the summer writing project? Or is it just something that came up and you just spontaneously thought, I'll try this?
Well, I tried it from a point of view of marketing. In other words, you know how this works. The more awards, even though, you know, this is the way it works, awards lead to prosperity. You know, if somebody looks at your art, for example, and somebody important says, oh, that's wonderful, all of a sudden people start to pay attention. You know how that works. It's the same thing with books. If somebody wins an award, all of a sudden people will start paying attention to it. So that was essentially my primary motive.
So you mentioned that. How did you go about promoting your story to distinguish yourself from the other participants?
Well, in what way do you mean?
So, for instance, for myself, I remember when I entered the summer writing project a few years ago, I tried to promote my story by I wrote a story about a bank robber, and I made a wanted poster with the website URL, and I plastered it around the neighborhood, trying to get people interested. And some people use Facebook to say, "Oh, you know, I've got a story up. Check it out." Is there any unique way you can tell as you promoted your story?
No, you did much more than I did. I'm woefully remiss in that area.
So there's no secret you can tell us about?
I would like to, but what you're saying is extremely important in terms of letting people know what's going on with you, you know, and to see if they can support you. It's very important.
Well, you sound like quite a spiritual person, and 1888 has a series called Why We Write. Why do you write?
I write to express the things that have happened to me so I can pass it on to other people, because it's like being a teacher. You know, what's the good of amassing experiences throughout your life and not letting anyone know? So that's why initially I wrote that book for artists, which, by the way, that took me 10 years. It was a 10-year writing project. So one thing I do is I do multitask a lot, but when I decide to do something, I complete it. So that book took 10 years. And the Man with the Dog also took about 10 years to write. It went through a number of incarnations. Uh-huh. Yeah, for example, I think it was last year, whenever it was, I even wrote the story. That was I'm now in New Mexico, but that was on the East Coast.
Right.
And I said, let me read it again. So I read it again. This is something that I wrote maybe 8 years ago. I said, this is good. And then I also said, I can make it better. You know, because I'm now 8 or 10 years more mature.
Yeah.
So I went back and I embellished it and made it better. And the important thing for a writer, I think, is to know, I've written something, whatever it is it, can I make it better, or is it good as it stands?
It sounds like you're quite the perfectionist. Is that something that you have to do? You said it took you 10 years. Is that something that purposely sort of you felt like you couldn't let it go yet? You couldn't let it go yet. You had to just keep plugging away at it more and more and more. And then what finally made you feel that it was ready at the end?
Well, this was it's a long story, but I won't get into all the details. But part of it at that time, I was on the East Coast. And I was taking care of my mother. She was very ill.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I mean, she's not in pain anymore, but you know, when you get the opportunity to step up, whatever it is, if you don't do it, then you're living that life of regret.
Yeah.
So when I saw that my mother needed me, I said, I have to step up and do that. So it was between, I was taking care of her and writing this book, An Artist Empowered, writing it. And by the way, she was a Romanian lady, very feisty, and a very little formal education. However, she was a great editor.
Oh, wow.
So she read everything that I wrote, whatever comments she made. I had to think about it for a while. I incorporated. So I was with her for that process of like 10 years almost. Yeah. And so she got to see how this book developed. And of course, I did everything myself. I had a friend in very good friend in New York who's a senior editor and I think Penguin Publishers. You've heard of them, right?
Yes.
And so I went to him. I met him in New York and I said, I wrote this book, An Artist Empowered. And so he knows me, you know. And I said, maybe you could recommend a publisher or an agent. You know how hard they are to get. You know, it's difficult. So he said, you know, Eden, I said, what? He said, I think you should do this book yourself.
Oh, wow.
He said,
it sounds like you're quite fortunate to have these different people who are honest with you about your writing, because that's, I think, a problem that a lot of writers struggle with. We find it hard to find those voices who can really be honest with us. And I think that's another thing that's good about the Summer Writing Project, is that you get to have those voices and tell you the truth about your story through the comments. And has the comments you've received changed your story that you've written that long ago and made you change its course?
No, the comments didn't. I did have, let me get, I said, writers will be interested in this little bit of story here. And that is, I did have an agent for this book, An Artist Empowered. I had an agent and I had a publisher. This was before I spoke to my friend. Yeah. So I had an agent and I had a publisher. And at the same time, I already mentioned to you that my mother was there, right?
Right.
So they were so excited. They were jumping up and down. You know, they saw me on Oprah and all these shows and dot, 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 like that. And then, okay, then I hear from the agent and they say, she tells me that, well, the book is wonderful, but we would like you to start editing something, like removing some chapters, things like that. So, of course, already the red flags went up for me. And I said, well, I'll get back to you. So then my mother, who knows how hard it is to get an agent to publish, she said, maybe you should go along with them. So listen further, writers, because you have to trust your own intuition, because no one knows better than you what you're doing. You can't give your, if you give your power away, you'll always be at the mercy of other people. So I said, look, Ma, her name was Adele. I said, let's have an experiment. She says, okay. I said, I'm going to go along with this, what they want, you know, to edit out these chapters, which was a huge task because the whole book was integrated. If I removed one thing, you know, Dean?
Yeah.
It affected everything else. So I said, told my mother, now let's watch what happens. So it took me a couple of months to do what they asked. Fine, I sent it in. Then about a week later, I get another email, excuse me, saying that, little water here, saying, well, this was a very good first step, they're telling me, but now the book was 52 chapters, Dean.
All right.
They wanted to change it now to 12 chapters and start removing many things, dot, 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 dot. So I said to my mother, I said, you see what happens? If you give in, you know, it's the cliche, you know, give them a finger, whatever it is, and they're already up to your elbow, taking your whole creative life away. So when they told me what they wanted to do, I said, this is not a 12-step program. You can't take what I've done and put it in, I know what they were trying to do, put it into some kind of, you know, format and a cubicle that's already popular.
So when you finish your story, do you feel that your writers follow your readers from that followed you to this story that you're writing now?
It's possible. I don't know. No, it's possible. But so my point is with the book scenario that I gave you is that if you know what you're doing and you're passionate about it and you're trusting your intuition, then It's very difficult, I know, if you don't, like you said before, if you don't have the right advice from the right person. So, but trusting your intuition takes time, like any friendship, you know, because intuition knows if you're lying or not, you know, so that whether it's in painting or writing, you know. So, of course, writing, you know, people will ask me often, this what we're talking about now, they'll say, oh, what are you doing lately? I said, well, lately I've been maybe doing some paintings once or twice a week, but mostly writing. So they'll tell me, don't you feel guilty? Remember, we talked about this earlier. I said, why should I feel guilty? I said, writing is my art too. I don't take my art and put it over there on the side where it'll get tainted. So things like that, you know. My main point for other writers is when you're looking at your work, if you can see that you can make it better, you're already on the right trail. You know what you're doing. You know, and then so now my point is, so now when I look at that book that I wrote, An Artist Empowered, some 10 years ago, and I look at it for a chapter or a quote, I look at it and now I say, you know what? It's great as it is. It's perfect. I can't make it better. So that gives me a great sense of fulfillment.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of advice for writers, and I think a lot of writers will appreciate that. Sadly, we're almost out of time. Is there any final advice you would like to offer to writers listening?
Well, I would like to say good luck to all the other writers, you know, who are in this, a group of 25.
Yes.
And always think good things for other people, especially other writers. You know, don't get into any conflicts or be jealous. That's the thing that I found out with many artists. I must have met at least 1,000, 1,500 artists and writers in my life. And one of the things that kept them back from writing and succeeding is they were jealous of other writers.
I think it's important to stick together. That's the important thing as artists, right? Just to help each other out and not find a rivalry. Just help each other.
Exactly. Stick together and support one another whenever you can. Be generous with your compliments.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me, and best of luck with your story.
My pleasure, and have a great day.
This has been The How, The Why with John Barrett Ingalls. The show is produced by Kevin Stanek and yours truly, with production assistance by Sarah Becker. The How the Why theme music was composed and performed by Dan Record. Please consider supporting 1888 and our mission. Become an 1888 advocate by purchasing our books, participating in our programs, and pledging today. For more information, visit 1888.center. That's 1-888. .center. I want to remind you all to keep making art. Thank you.